It came from Mid-America. Oklahoma. Knuckle Drag. Fart Cop Radio.
Saw something pretty scary in the USA Today. Doesn't matter what day it is. Headline, Indecency Bill Clears House Subcommittee. The House Energy and Commerce Committee passed a bill Wednesday to fine broadcasters $500,000 for airing indecent material, a surprise increase from the $275,000 fine cleared by a subcommittee. The measure would also require FCC hearings on a broadcaster's license after 3 violations and allow the FCC to fine those who commit indecent acts on TV. This is wrong, 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 and it's scary, and I wish there was something we could do about it. First of all, indecency is going to be defined by puritanical, religiously insane, crazy people, Republicans. They're going to see nothing at all wrong with Rush Limbaugh saying that a 13-year-old girl is the White House dog. To them, that's fine. There's no problem at all with that. But if Howard Stern asks a porn star about the size of his penis, suddenly he's in a whole lot of trouble for indecency. Now, between the two, and I hate to stick up for Howard Stern, but between the two, Stern offends me much, much less than the vulgar pig boy. The vulgar pig boy got his name for a reason, and it's because he's a vulgar bastard who does all he can to infuriate the left by hitting below the belt. That's what he does. He walks up to people and pretends to shake their hand, but he knees them in the balls instead. This is how they fight on the other side. But, of course, we don't fight back. It would be nice if President Kerry could reverse this. If there's something awful going on, sure, it needs to be taken care of. But the religiously insane should not be the judge of what we're allowed to see. If this trend continues, there's going to be no more Playboy. There's going to be no more Rolling Stone. There's going to be no more a whole lot of books. Anything that they think is indecent, which to them the human body is indecent. To them, nudity is a crime that must be punished. They can't stand what God did with the human form, so they have to bury it at every opportunity. And this is scary. They're going to control the airwaves. Oh, and you know they're going to make it illegal. Yeah, you say something about Bush being a fraud or Bush's abortion or Bush's going AWOL, and that's pretty indecent. So that's $500,000. So all of a sudden, it's illegal to criticize the government. What the hell are the boys in Iraq fighting for, if not to, they say they're fighting for the American way of life. Well, we're losing that. Bush has taken it over. Bush and his religiously insane friends are going to decide what's decent. This is very, very wrong. This is not going to do. I don't like it at all. But unless the Democrats choose to fight back, we may just have to live with crap like this. And I don't like it. The day after the Oscars were on, USA Today went to Sean Penn's house, stole his Oscar, and drove it across town and gave it to Bill Murray. Can you believe that? Out of 1,200 pages, if I ever made that big a mistake, I remember once I used the word deficit when I should have used the word surplus. That, obviously, I know the difference. That was just a little brain synapse going wrong. But for a company as big as the USA Today to say that Bill Murray won the Oscar for Best Acting by a man is just real damn hard to believe. Why is USA Today making bigger mistakes than what Tequila Boy in Oklahoma makes? A little scary, don't you think? I think that's all we got out of that section. Let me double check. Yep. You're gone. Goodbye. Letter to the editor. Kiss Nader goodbye. USA Today's cartoon showing the president giving Ralph Nader a big smooch on the cheek was worth 1,000 words. It appears that everyone except Nader and his misguided sheep knows that the Green Party took the presidency away from the Democrats in the last election. If Bush wins again, he'll owe Nader more than a kiss. This worried me. I wonder where he was going with this. Maybe an ambassadorship or a trip to Mars. Signed, Norm in L.A. Very true. I got a phone call from a pillar in Colorado, and he said, you know, if you listen to Nader, he's saying all the right things. Well, if there was a chance in 100 million he could win this election, we might be for Nader, because President Nader would obviously be better than President Bush. But he's not going to win. He just wants to be talked about. He wants to be on TV. He wants Tim Russert to tell him what a great American he is. So the Democrats can split their little ticket there and give another 4 years to the illegal usurper. Please, Ralph, please go away. Why don't you write down what you want to say, give it to Kerry, let Kerry take parts of it out and say it, but you need to go away, Mr. Nader. French lawmakers okay ban on religious garb. I like that idea. It's not that I'm against religious garb, but when your religious garb hides your face, you know, then the facial recognition technology doesn't work. So if you're one of them religious nutto bomber terrorists, what do you call those, the suicide bombers? All you gotta say is, I'm Muslim, and hide your face, then walk in the middle of a very, very crowded stadium or whatever and blow yourself up. So yeah, this religious garb, you know, here's another point. I had a lady tell me a pill or two. As long as I'm cleaning up the language, can I go easy on the religious people? Because that also will cost me some votes. That will also cost me some subscribers. But I truly believe religious insanity is the number one problem in America. I used to think it was racism, but I think racism now is number two. I think religious insanity is number one. And would also like to remind people that if I was a dictator, you would have much more freedom to worship than you would under any other kind of system. The way it works now, Bush is wanting to tax your paycheck and give that money to people like Jerry Falwell. That's not a good thing. Falwell and Pat Robertson and those crazies who blamed America and liberals for 9/11, those people don't need more power. They don't need more money. So the idea that the never-elected boy is going to tax my very small earnings and give that money to Falwell and Robertson so they can turn around and say, God wants Bush to win. Don't you want to be on the same side as God and all that crap? Have you heard of, what's this, I don't know if it's a religion or a book or whatever, but this Left Behind series where they're saying that when Jesus comes back, he's going to take all the people and leave their clothes and their rings. So one scenario I heard was, you're sitting on an airplane, and suddenly half the people on the airplane disappear, and there's nothing left but their clothes, and you need to hope, I guess, that the pilot is a heathen, because if the pilots both disappear, you're in a world of hell. But I guess you're in a world of hell anyway if Jesus comes back and takes everybody but you. But these people believe there's a, I think this is the same nutty group, it could be a different nutty group, that they believe there's like 275,000 slots in heaven. They're just in room for everybody. So Jesus, I guess, is going to take the cream of the crop. He's going to take the, it might be, it's 250,000. Jesus is going to take just the very top 1% of 1% of 1% of the purest people and let all those other billions of children of his lie in hell or burn in hell till the end of time. Thank you, Jesus. So, I'm not against religious garb. I'm against garb that would decrease safety. And I'm not against your right to religion as long as you keep it away from the schools and the courthouse. And if I was dictator, you'd have more religious freedom than you have right now. Opposition in Spain wants investigation. Spain's opposition socialist party asked the country's highest court Wednesday to force President José María Aznar to explain in Parliament his pre-war assertions that Iraq had WMDs, court spokeswoman said. A court spokeswoman said the justices will take several months to decide. Spain was an early ally in the U.S.-led war. Britain, the other major ally in the war, and the United States are investigating why intelligence agencies concluded Iraq possessed no WMD. None have been found. Well, in America, they're just kind of sort of pretending to investigate. Bush is putting up the big stone wall, and the Democrats are saying, we understand, George, it's not important, it's only 9/11. But boy, if this was about an intern, that would be important. More thefts by the BFEE. Headline, Northern Pipeline pumps oil again. What a scam. Listen to these numbers. This is going to knock you out of your chair. Iraq this week has been pumping an average of 377,000 barrels of oil a day through just its northern pipeline from Kirkuk to Turkey's southern point of Sayan. The oil is being held in storage tanks in Sayan that exports are expected to resume soon. Iraq opened the pipeline last August, but it was soon shut down again because of sabotage and other problems. Yeah, we're real sure about that. This thing has been pumping 377,000 8,000 barrels of oil a day, and it call it $40 a barrel. That's what, $12 million? $12 million a day going into the BFEE off the stolen oil. $12 million a day. You figure after a year, what's it going to be? Oh, nearly a billion, over $700 million. God, they're just stealing so much money, and we're just taking it. All right, back to the story. Returning it to full use would be an important step in rebuilding Iraq's oil industry. The pre-war capacity of the pipeline was about 900,000 barrels. Iraq has been shipping oil to export through a southern pipeline, too. So think of that, 900,000 barrels times $40 a barrel, $36 million a day in the south, and what, another $12 million a day from the north, roughly $50 million a day going into Bush's pocket. This is why Cheney quit Halliburton and his $20 million a year, because they're going to make $50 million a day by killing Iraq and 550 soldiers. $50 million a day. $50 million a day they're stealing. And there's no accounting of anything. And if you don't like Bush stealing $50 million a day, we'll come up with a superpower military and stop him. I'd like to see you try. All this money, $50 million a day, stolen by the illegal president who was never elected, not even close. A half a million more people wanted the legally elected winner. But no, Catherine Harris and that crooked brother of his put the fix on. And then Ted Olson and James Baker's put the cement on top of the fix. And the Democrats said, that's okay, we didn't want it that bad anyway. It makes me so sick. And of course, the media continues to cover for George Bush and all of the crimes they are committing, one after another, one after another. Headline, September 11th Commission gets extension. The House unanimously passed legislation giving the Federal Commission Investigating 9/11 an extra 60 days to issue its final report. The deadline is now July 26th. The Senate passed it Friday. It now goes to Bush, who has said he supports it. Now listen to that. When you read that, it makes you think that Bush wants the truth to come out. But this is a giant lie that USA Today, these lies of omission, they don't bother to mention that Bush fought as hard as he could to prevent there from even being a commission. He did everything he could to stop that. Then a little pressure came along and he gave up and said, all right, we'll do a little commission, but just a real short period, just, you know, a couple months. That's all you get. And then there's pressure came on them to let them do their job. Oh, and he put Lee Hamilton in charge of it and some Republican governor. But Lee Hamilton is the biggest whitewash artist that I know of, I guess outside of Kissinger. When Lee Hamilton was on the committee to investigate Iran-Contra, he asked the Reagan people, did you guys break any laws? And they said, no, honest. And he said, okay, then we'll stop looking into it. That SOB, selling out America, selling out the Democrats, doing everything he could to allow Reagan and Bush to do their crimes all overseas. And then, of course, Bush pardoned him so nobody would ever find out the real truth. But Lee Hamilton, the whitewash king, is in charge of 9/11 Commission. That's not an accident. They didn't get a big bingo thing and put all the names in it and see who popped out. No, Bush looked to his old friend who he knew would cover for him. That should be a crime right there, to handpick your jury, and the jury is the guy who let you go for the previous crimes you committed. No mention of any of that, USA Today. Thanks for giving us a clear, concise picture of what Bush is wanting to do. Oh, and they also didn't mention that after Bush decided to grudgingly okay a commission, then he called over to the House and told Dennis Hastert to shut it down. And Dennis Hastert did all he could, but then when he got a little pressure, he had to back up too. No mention of that in here. No, when you read this, it says Bush wants the truth, but that's the exact opposite of the truth. Bush is doing all he can to hide 9/11. Oh, and then the worst part, when they asked him if he'd testify, he said, sure, I might do that. I might have a little chat with him. John Stewart did a great joke about that's what the commission needs, a gentleman caller. But the idea, now he's decided to give him an hour. So what he's going to do, just like with Tim Russert, they're going to ask him a question, and he's going to say, well, let me explain to you a little bit about the importance of good intelligence. And then he's going to talk for an hour, and he's going to say, hey, time's up, I'm a busy man, now watch this drive. Again and again they get away with it, These are real serious crimes. This is not oral sex. This is not an overdue parking ticket. These are real crimes. He's murdered tens of thousands of Iraqis that didn't do anything to us. We got 550 dead soldiers, and no one cares. Nobody cares. I saw a really painful thing on 60 Minutes 2 on last Tuesday. Did about 15, 20 minutes with these families who, oh boy, it was sad as hell. As one wife talked about, her husband left these little notes all around the house. Honey, I love you. I'll be back soon. He slipped one in her coat that he knew she wasn't going to wear for, you know, many months. He just slipped them all over the house. Every time this lady opens a drawer, there's a note from her dead husband saying, honey, I love you. I'll be coming back real quick. Hang in there. We'll be there soon. That kind of thing. Boy, it was heartbreaking. And to think that, you know, not only the wife, but I think it was this one guy, had a 15-year-old daughter. Her dad's never coming back. He was a younger guy, so his parents probably still alive. They've lost their son forever. Wherever he worked in his regular job, if he was a National Guardsman, he's got a regular job. All those people, every time they walk by his desk, they know he's never coming back. All these families destroyed. And by such an extension, like a spider web, there's, you know, when you kill the guy in the center, you hurt all those people that knew the guy. And there's 550 of those. And for all we know, there may be 3,500 of those or 10,000 before this ugly war is over. And nobody cares. Bush gets on TV and says, terror is important. We got to fight it. I'm a good man. He's a madman over there. Had the madman. He was such a madman. Had to stop the madman. And everybody said, oh, okay, he's a madman. We're with you, George. And all those families are destroyed. Doesn't anybody care? And of course, well, I hate to say this, but most of the families they talked to, they said, oh, I don't mind losing my husband. This war is important. George Bush, he's the man. Since Saddam personally flew the planes into the World Trade Center, we had to get him out. It was important. I don't mind that my husband's not coming home. It's sad, sure, but hey, this war had to be fought. People keep saying that because the media keeps saying it again and again. Like Goebbels said, you repeat a lie often enough and pretty soon it becomes the truth. And that's what we've got with this illegal, never elected monster who's taken over the White House and by extension, the world. The whole world is afraid of the American madman now. If Bush says he's coming, he's really coming. And he's coming with every laser-guided MOAB bomb he can think of. And our Air Force is going to fly over your country and we're just going to bomb the hell out of you until you surrender and give Bush your oil. Why are we paying taxes to this monster? Why are we enabling him to destroy other countries just for the hell of it? Boy, it doesn't make any sense. But as long as we're willing to give him this, he's willing to take it. If a bank robber can walk into a bank and empty the vault twice a year, hey, why not come back every 30 days? Why not come back every Friday and just clean the vault out? If no one's going to say anything, why should Bush stop? $50 million a day, I charge him with stealing in Iraq, $50 million a day. Nobody cares. Every day another soldier dies, and every day Bush gets another $50 million. Doesn't anybody care?
Giving Ditto Monkeys the red ass. It's Bart Cop.